Every time an athlete competes, they enter the contest with confidence, feeling they are unstoppable. More than 50 years ago, one Chillicothe Hornet nearly was unstoppable for one night. On December 12, 1967, the Chillicothe boys basketball team traveled to Unionville for a North Central Missouri Conference game. Chillicothe was 1-1 of the season with a loss at home to Lafayette and a win at home over Marceline 73-47. Chillicothe had some decent talent for Coach Jim Reynolds, including their 6'6" center, junior John Schley, who stepped up into a varsity starting role for the team. In the game in Unionville, Schley started shooting and shooting and shooting. By the time the first half ended, he already had 28 points. Teammate Lee Parsons, a 5'7" junior, had 9, and that was the only points the Hornets had scored in a close first half. Merle Hornets got into the scoring book in the second half in a 76-67 Hornets victory. Unionville tried several things to stop Schley, including fouls. The 6'6 junior went 19 of 25 at the free throw line. Parsons finished with 19 points. Despite Schley's performance, it took late-game fireworks for the Hornets to win. The game was tied at 67-all when Schley hit a close-range field goal and Parsons hit a layup to give the Hornets the lead for good. The 47 points, by far Schley's best game. He hit 25 twice his junior year, 30-plus three times his senior year, earning all-conference district and honorable mention all-state in a 20-6 conference championship senior year. Those 47 points is second all-time for an individual game in the Chillicothe record book, just one fewer than the legendary Jerry Parrish. His 19 free throws was a record until it was tied by Justin Bland in 1997. For his career, he averaged 17.29 points per game, still seventh all-time. With KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.